Take this opportunity at the end of the annual general meeting. I would ask you to go up to the next floor where there's a wonderful Perrier stand, and at least there you'll have an opportunity to find Perrier. But I'd ask Mr. John Habsons.
First of all, I'd like to thank the starting the journey to make the Perrier factory a world-class facility. The output has been increasing over time, as you pointed out. The efficiencies of the factory has been increasing over time, as you pointed out. And it's all been because of the results of the team, and I appreciate the effort of the team. In terms of commitment to build a brand, I think you can rest assured we're committed to build a brand. We're shooting for a target of 1 billion bottles. We're a little short of the 1 billion bottles, maybe a little short this year, but I'm hoping in 2012 we hit the 1 billion bottles. To hit the 1 billion bottles, we have to expand the distribution. We have to make Perrier available in more markets around the globe, which is what we're doing. Hopefully in Switzerland you'll be able to find in the German-speaking part of Switzerland. But we're also making a big push in the United States. We're shipping a tremendous amount of volume in the United States. We have two great sparkling brands. One is Perrier and one is San Pellegrino. And I like to say last year, both of them grew very, very well, and we plan to continue that strategy. But thanks again for your help at the factory level. It's been great to see the turnaround in the operation.
Merci beaucoup, Mr. Harris. Mr. Pfiffner, notre...
Thank you, Mr. Harris. Mr. Pfiffner, next speaker.
Monsieur le Président du
Chairman of the Board, Director, members of the Board and of Management, shareholders, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Maurice Trangouin, employee of the group in the Nestlé France subsidiary, where I deal with sales. I'm addressing you as a member of CFTC, which is a union devoted to managerial staff. My main question is for Mr. Bulquet. On behalf of my delegation, Mr. Bulquet, I would like to raise a point related to the social model, and that is the compensation policy for employees. But briefly, I'd like to go back to last year's balance. The Nestlé model has once again shown how solid it is. The corporate results, despite a difficult economic environment, are in line with the commitments made here. And for the shareholders, the results guarantee a good return on investment. The Nestlé community as a whole can be proud, but the employees can be proud that they're members of this group, and also proud of the fact that they've contributed to this result. However, there are obviously strong expectations linked to this, and these aspirations are even greater because the transparency which we have in terms of governance, the transparency gives us almost instant access to information about dividends paid and the increase in salaries paid to members of management. If we take Nestlé France SAS, the biggest entity on the market, the proposals made during wage negotiations for 2011 were not well received, and people are very disappointed. The social partners on behalf of the employees all expressed their dissatisfaction. We asked for negotiations to resume. This was refused. The union, which is traditionally open to dialogue, very much regrets this. If we only look at this group, it might be a marginal phenomenon, but I think it shows something more underlying the social ethic of the company. And here we're talking about a fair sharing of the fruits of growth. We would like work to be done on this. We would like to see a plan to bring about progress. We would like this to be initiated at central levels so that all markets can meet the expectations of their employees. Such a project could only enhance the cohesion and motivation of all employees. So I would thank you in advance for your attention and for your replies, and I wish you every success at this AGM. Thank you very much. It's interesting that France always has more problems. But I'm sure Mr. Frex is the person who would be in the best position to answer the specific question concerning the situation in France. Microphone. The compensation policy in France is the same as it is throughout the group. Our objective is to have an attractive compensation policy that motivates people. And this, of course, for all our employees. We want to be competitive on the market. We want to have compensation that is above the average on the market. And more and more, we want this compensation to be linked to performance. Now, in France, we also have an agreement, a participation agreement, which involves our employees and links them even more closely to corporate performance. Stock option plans. On numerous occasions, we've discussed this policy. It was discussed in the European Group Committee. And of course, we stick to our principles. We want to have an attractive policy. We want it to be a motivation, and we want to be competitive on the market. Thank you very much, Mr. Pfiffner.
Yes, okay. Good afternoon. My name is Patty Rundle, and I'm here on behalf of the International Baby Food Action Network. I was very intrigued, thank you very much for allowing me to speak, because I was very intrigued to hear about this new development of Nestlé towards the disease prevention. And what I'm going to ask you today is very linked to that, because really the disease prevention products that Nestlé are going to be producing no doubt will be coming with a whole lot of health claims on them. So my issue today is to say that I'm very sorry that our new report, which I have here, called Breaking the Rules, Stretching the Rules, to do with the marketing of breast milk substitutes, still shows that Nestlé is a major violator of the international code. And it paints a totally different picture than that presented by Nestlé's PR machine. So this shows us, I think, that you must look at what companies do and not what they say when they come to talk to policymakers or whoever. Please let's look at real marketing, real labels, and real adverts before we can say that Nestlé is actually complying by the World Health Organization code. Last year I asked about the Nestlé's Protect logo that we knew was so damaging, because this was appearing in 120 countries. And this is giving such a misleading message to parents that these products are actually protecting, when in fact the baby is more likely to die if they're used in a very unsafe situation. A similar claim was debated in the European Parliament recently, and a majority of MEPs there voted to stop the companies from misleading parents in this way. The World Health Assembly also passed a very strong resolution saying that these health claims should not be used at all on baby foods. infant formulas and baby foods. Yet Nestle continues to defend this claim, and I doubt very much whether you're going to stop if you're going to go in this direction as you outlined this afternoon. So I wanted to make clear that we're not against companies improving their products. We really want you to improve your products. But please, if something is important for an infant formula or a breast milk substitute, it has to be in all of them, and it should not be flagged up with a health claim, making that product seem better than it is. I was asked last year about Nestle's ombudsman system. We've contacted Nestle about this and asked them to investigate why violations perpetrated and defended by Nestle's own executives. That's what we were asking. The ombudsman refused to do so, saying it was not his role to investigate complaints from outside the company. This may surprise shareholders, because I'm sure you believed that was his role. I'm sure when I've finished, Nestle will respond to my intervention with a claim that they are now listed on the FTSE for Good Index, since they're already boasting about this to Reuters and others who are covering this particular assembly now. Shareholders should know that this has nothing to do with Nestle changing its practices, but simply the fact that FTSE weakened its criteria so that companies are no longer required to bring practices into line with the code in order to be listed. In response, UNICEF cited routine violations by Nestle and the rest of the baby food industry. We sincerely hope that the FTSE listing will change, and that's what we're all working for. If not, Nestle will face exclusion in the future. So this is not a stamp of approval for the company. I note that Anne Veneman is about to join the board, and I really, really hope that she will reconsider until such time as Nestle has really shown that it is stopping all the harmful marketing. If she will not reconsider, then I really hope that she would actually make it a condition of her appointment to the board that Nestle adopts and agrees to our four-point plan, which would lead to much, to the appliance with the Nestle agreeing to abide by the code and resolutions as a minimum for all countries, independently of government action. So thank you very much. I just hope that the board will take this decisive action and try and protect children and hang back from always trying to seek to make money out of your products. I know that's what you do, but sometimes you have to hang back and let mothers breastfeed their babies and use family foods and local foods, please. Thank you.
Merci, Madame Randall.
Thank you, Madame Randall. I was a bit surprised that you were saying that you were allowed to speak here. It's about 25 years now that you have always been given the floor here. You've been allowed to speak, so today was certainly not an exception, as far as I know. I appreciate very much your intervention today, because it's well done. You expressed your views very clearly, very well. However, whenever you do take the floor, you indirectly call us liars. We've had various people who have been in charge of this area, and we've always tried to establish a good contact with you. We now have a new person in charge of infant products, Mr. Nandu, and maybe you will be a little more successful in establishing good contacts with Madam Randall by giving her the answer she's requesting.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for your question again, Ms. Randall. There is now more and more scientific evidence that appropriate nutrition in the first 1,000 to 2,000 days of life
starting from pregnancy through to 3 to 4 years, has a fundamental effect on health outcomes in later life. So this directly influences our mission as far as infant nutrition goes, which is to partner healthcare professionals and mothers in helping them nurture a healthier generation, one baby at a time. This is summarized in our mission statement, Start Healthy, Stay Healthy, which you will find in the hall outside as you leave this room. This logically then implies that for the first 6 months of life, in line with the WHO policy, we encourage mothers to exclusively breastfeed. And this is part of the Start Healthy, Stay Healthy feeding program. We also encourage mothers to continue to breastfeed for as long as possible thereafter, together with the introduction of complementary foods as appropriate and as advised by the healthcare professional. In this context, there is a legitimate need for breast milk substitutes. And these breast milk substitutes are formulated in line with Codex and the latest available scientific information. And they are marketed very ethically in line with all the WHO principles of marketing of breast milk substitutes. In this context, we have had several internal systems to control this in a very rigorous manner. We've had external audits by Bureau Veritas, and the latest recognition, you mentioned FTSE for Good. FTSE for Good, for those of you who are not aware, is the Financial Times Stock Exchange London, who publish an index for ethical behavior by companies. They recently included breast milk marketing criteria as an additional criterion for recognition in this index. And Nestle is the first breast milk substitute manufacturing company to be recognized in this index. Now, this also then means that FTSE for Good will audit us on an annual basis to make sure that our policies and procedures are in fact being rigorously followed. So in this context, to help reinforce our policies and procedures, we do have an ombudsman system, which is to monitor internal complaints and internal policies and procedures. For external complaints, there is a well-established system whereby you can, indeed, external stakeholders can write to us, and these are taken very seriously. We have taken note of the latest IPFAN Breaking the Rules report, and this report had 127 allegations, of which 72 referred to developed countries and not to higher risk countries. As with other IPFAN reports in 2004 and 2007, a detailed response to this also will be published on the Nestle Baby Milk website. Thank you. Merci beaucoup. Mr. Tishner.
Thank you.
Bien s'inscrire.
Mesdames et messieurs, bonjour.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Christine Renaudan. I'm a vice president of the Liberal Green Party in the Canton of Vaud. I didn't intend to take the floor today because I didn't want to bore anyone, but I can't let this these comments go through. So I have to turn to Mrs. Randall and ask her a question. Madam, your fight against Nestle, is that become a lifestyle, a philosophy? Is that part of your identity?
Part of your fight against Nestle, an art of living, a philosophy, an identity. Because anything Nestle does, you attack. And I am fed up. Tout ce que Nestle fait... Tout ce que Nestlé fait
everything that is done by Nestlé is attacked by you. I'm sorry for being so sincere, but it's almost pathological. In these difficult times, look at Libya, where people are fighting and being killed. Keep your strength for fights that are really worth it. We're in a world where sterile fights should be phased out. As for the second point, with regard to Mrs. Venneman, I would like to take the liberty of turning to her with regard to future election. I would like to welcome this new initiative of Nestlé. I see it as a sign of a partnership between a multinational and an individual who has worked in the world of children. At the head of UNICEF, she showed her concerns for the world of children, so it's extremely interesting to have this candidate. It will be an enrichment for Nestlé, and I hope it will be approved. I don't know where you are, madam, but I would like to welcome you, at least on my own personal behalf. You will see Switzerland is a wonderful country. The Swiss are charming people. Mrs. Randall is not representative of the shareholders. I can I'm sure you will like it in Switzerland and you'll enjoy working for Nestlé, which is a company which we're proud of. I will end because I didn't plan to make this intervention, so it will be short. Mrs. Randall, please use the energy, which you undoubtedly have, use it to fight for the well-being of children and stop stigmatizing Nestlé as being a company embodying evil. Thank you.
Merci.
Thank you very much, Madame Renaudin. Mr. Pfiffner? Are there still any speakers? Yes.
Mesdames et messieurs les actionnaires.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Christoph Wilhelm. I'm a law professor in Lausanne. I have a question regarding the information that was reported by the media.